With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you have your sound, though? Do you have your sound bites, though?
It's close. They're loading right now.
That's fine. We don't need to
check. Wait a minute.
So you're close? You're close?
Almost there.
The cat meows and it's fucking gone. You're like, goddamn.
Well, that dude. Where are my intros? Oh, there we go. All right, I got my intros. You ready for Friday night's main event?
Yeah, let's do this.
Sonny, ready to rock?
Yeah, go. Just go.
It's Friday night's main event!
Freak out, yeah! Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Tonight, on the main event,
you got lust in your eyes. What you gonna do when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
You know that I'm the cream of the crop.
But it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Oh, yeah!
It is a fabulous Friday here on the ChairShot Radio Network, which is, of course, housed by thechairshot.com. Maybe? Anybody have a chairshot.com soundbite?
Thechairshot.com. No? Always use your head.
I like how chairshot.com soundbites are just plat soundbites. That's great.
Yeah, basically. They're all in the same folder. With attitude, everybody say it. Bitch.
Attitude. Bitch.
Platt does it the best. I mean, we have to admit that Platt does it the best.
Oh.
So it is Friday night's main event, which means it's a pay-per-view Friday, and we're going to do a podcast, and we're not going to talk about the pay-per-view, even if that pay-per-view is WWE WrestleMania 34. Yep. Why? Because there are about 1.5 billion podcasts that you can listen to right now pertaining to WrestleMania 34. You're going to watch it for 7+ hours on Sunday, WrestleMania 34. In fact, there are 1.5 billion podcasts right here on the ChairShot Radio Network talking about
thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Hey, you can interrupt me with Christopher Platt whenever you want to, even when I'm making a solid point. Let you guys know, but I'm not doing this alone, even if I'm the only one that's really talked yet. We got a whole cast and crew with us, and it's as the Macho Man would say, the cream of the crop of thechairshot.com, really, because they all have jobs with the website, so that's why they get those titles. So number one is the architect behind thechairshot.com, the ChairShot Radio Network as well. In fact, if you send complaints or comments to chairshotradio@thechairshot.com, they're going to this guy. And that is, of course, DPP.
Ooh, yeah. The soundbite stealing architect. Yeah.
That's right. We're going to talk about another architect here in a second, but I'm going to wait for that. Number two happens to be the commissioner. He says it better than I do. Of the ChairShot Radio, of the entire ChairShot.com. And that is, of course, you know, if you're a commissioner, you can only be PC Tunney.
That would be me. I am the commissioner, but I am also the advocate for the administration that allocates alliteration all across America. Eh?
And how would you classify yourself if you might be partaking in a plate of French toast?
I'd be intercontinental.
But how do you really say it?
Intercontinental.
There we go. Very good. And player three in our little roundtable game we have here is the guy who we're someday we're establishing the hashtag use your head. Next, we're gonna establish the hashtag better than Meltzer, because who cares about stars when you have snowflakes? And we have, I'm gonna try to do my best Christopher Platt impersonation right here. Andrew Snowflake Blaz, baby.
You should have called me. Okay, I'll take the pop. If you're doing the Platt, you have to call me Balls. That's how that works. Come on.
He didn't on the most recent edition of Pod is War, which you can listen to right here on the Chair Shot Radio Network.
I mean, that's a good point. He is a little inconsistent with his nicknames and insults.
I was shocked. He didn't call you Balls that time. I mean, he called you Balls throughout the show, just not in your introduction. So
he drops the snowflake once in a while, too, so I think he just likes to mix it up. But yes, it's who better than Meltzer? That's what we have to just start.
Right, you. Who better than Meltzer? We're going to get there. Don't you worry about that. So we may not be talking heavy on WrestleMania 34, but I've got a list of things to talk about. So do you have the big show sheet?
Oh, really?
Well, that's the big show!
Sheet.
Criminal. So we got three major topics that I want to talk about today. Three major topics. Topic number one is, what was Charlie Caruso wearing while working the red carpet at the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony? Topic number two, how lucky is Sonya Deville's girlfriend? And topic number three, what rating did Big Rick give to Seth Rollins' date, I guess, at the WWE Hall of Fame?
Oh, man.
Okay, no, I'm just kidding. By the way,
I gave her a 1.
Yeah, you gave her a 1. He gave her an 8. But we live in a world where one scale is better than an 8 on the Rick scale.
My scale is very binary.
Yeah, it is. Maybe we need to establish a Richter scale for Rick. Yes, that's what we're gonna do right now. No, but I do have two topics that I want to discuss today. And we're gonna establish a priority order, because we may not get to both of them, because that's just what happens. If anybody out there who's listening has recorded a podcast, and I'm sure some of you have, you know sometimes you establish lots of topics and then you don't talk about all of them. So I got two topics, and we'll let you guys vote on which one we talk about first for the sake of time. Topic number one, as we embark upon WrestleMania 34, it is the cream of the crop, so to speak, in the world of professional wrestling. It always brings about the topic of, is anyone out there close to, can be close to, someday be capable of competing with the WWE? And topic number two that we would talk about is more of a post-WrestleMania discussion, but we would need to have it now, because it's probably going to get established sooner rather than later. And that is, after WrestleMania, we are likely going to need a new general manager for Raw and a new general manager for SmackDown. Just who might those individuals be? So, Tony, which one of those two topics would you want to discuss first?
The second one or Conor McGregor?
that's good, because I didn't give you Conor McGregor as an option. So the second one is your choice. TCP, I know you're supposed to be the same person as Tony, but you can pick something different if you want to.
I'm down with number two.
Down with number two. After you're done, let's
talk about it. Hey, Balls, your opinion doesn't matter. Let's get on to the next topic.
I was about to say, that's how democracy works, right? I was going to say, let's talk about Japan. What the hell?
Speaking of two, Balls, which one do you want to talk about?
It doesn't matter, because I got outvoted already. So let's go with two.
All right, so we're talking about number one. No, I'm just kidding. We'll talk about number two.
I know.
Doesn't matter.
If I were voting, because number one, we can talk about any time, but number two, we might get positioned out of it by the WWE themselves here in the next couple of weeks. So first of all, Shane McMahon stepped down as commissioner of SmackDown Live, and Daniel Bryan is returning to active competition. So that's sort of our situation over on SmackDown Live on the Tuesday, the blue brand. The red brand on Monday nights, you've got Kurt Angle in position as a general manager, but he is wrestling against his commissioner at WrestleMania, teaming with Ronda Rousey after pretty much undermining whatever their perceived plan was for Ronda. By the way, at WrestleMania, we have one brand's general manager wrestling one brand's commissioner, and the other brand with the general manager and the former commissioner in a tag team match with each other. So, little look crazy. But let's start out with PC Tunney. Who would you like to see start filling these positions?
Well, I think that the most name recognizable people you could throw into these spots would be like Jeff Jarrett, Hulk Hogan. We've obviously discussed Hulk Hogan maybe down the line, but at the same time, why not keep those numbers up and bring in the big guns right after WrestleMania? You know, get an even bigger contract from wherever you go, whether it's Fox or you just stay put at USA. Jeff Jarrett for me is kind of up in the air. Otherwise, I expect one of them to be filled by somebody that is not a huge name, that is probably already there. And I expect the other one to be filled by someone like a Jarrett or a Hogan. Those are the names that are kind of on my radar. Who would I really like to see come back? I don't know. I that's a great question.
How about the freshly haircutted HBK? I mean, I know he's been commissioner before.
He's enjoying himself down in NXT. Do you think you're going to get him to travel once a week?
Once a week ain't bad.
Probably not. I'm sure he's got a nice cushy gig there. He doesn't have to worry about going anywhere. But, you know, he's there. He's a big name. He's a big personality. He's someone that could go in there on Raw and you know, that would certainly help the ratings, you know, I think. So he'd be one I would probably put on the list, as Jericho would say.
You just made the list! Hold one! Arm drag!
Totally different list.
That's okay. You know, technical. Jeez, balls.
That's kind of my shtick, isn't it, though?
It is. No, it
sounds like Jericho is getting a little technical there with some moves.
I know. Arm drag.
Arm bar.
That's synergy right there.
Three-headed, was it the credenzo? Three-headed
the credenzo? Moss-covered family credenzo.
There you go. It's even better when Andrew says it.
Thanks. Isn't it a three-headed family credenzo?
It was moss-covered during the invasion angled.
Hold one!
What?
Yeah.
Arm drag!
Let's find out.
Hold two! Thing. Arm bar! Hold three! The moss-covered three-handled family credenzo!
Handled.
Sorry, Chris. No, you gotta go. You gotta go.
What about get the hook. What about moving Goldust into a position?
Ooh.
Into he's obviously winding down there. I mean, he's another guy that'd be a great character to have as a general manager. I don't know about him and the whole Goldust thing, but I mean, you know.
Here's the question on that. Would you rather see Dustin Runnels or would you rather see Goldust as general manager? I'd rather see Goldust.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, there's two different ways you can play that. I think I would personally rather see Goldust. However, if you see Dustin as the general manager and then occasionally if someone pisses him off and he's got to slap somebody around or whip him into shape, he comes out as Goldust.
Sure.
Or he comes out as Goldust just to fuck with him and he's like old school. You know, Goldust.
There's a built-in storyline right there. I like it.
Exactly. Not only that, but you could easily play off like the dude's obviously got the hots for Mandy Rose.
Hi, Mandy.
Okay, there we go.
And so you could easily play off like, some favoritism towards Mandy Rose, maybe a push.
Hi, Mandy.
Just because then we'd see her more. You know, all that kind of stuff would be fantastic. So Goldust, not a choice I thought. That's really good. I like that. Well played.
What if we actually just springboard off of Stephanie's big push for making women's wrestling more equal? And they brought Beth Phoenix back for Hall of Fame last year. She's doing announcing now. Why not push her into a general manager role for Raw?
That was going to be another point I was going to make. What about it's time again to have a woman as general manager since Vicky Guerrero? Do we get Ivory? You got Lita. You could do Beth Phoenix.
Alundra Blaze.
She didn't even know the product when she was on the pre-show when last pay-per-view, though. That.
But she was entertaining with JBL. So
JBL made that entertaining. That was all that was, and then they fought like an
American but her giving JBL shit. Her giving JBL so shit awkward. Was entertaining.
JBL would be another good candidate for general manager.
JBL.
He'll just bully everybody though, and get
he doesn't want to work that often. Hassled. That's too much work for JBL to come once a week.
It's not a lot of work for me to come once a week. Hello.
Hello. By the way, JBL blocked me on Twitter, so I'll just say that's what his wife said.
Ouch. All right, so let's go through the list of
disgusting acts.
JBL, by the way, will block you on Twitter.
I hate you.
JBL will block you on Twitter with any reference tomorrow. Even if you say tomorrow, I think he blocks you on Twitter. So
that could happen. You just, yeah, I was just going to say. Exactly.
So does that mean Taylor Hendricks is on your short list of possibly being general manager too, Greg?
She's on a couple different lists.
No. Here we go.
She's made lots of WWE references.
She would make a lot of WWE references. If you have a martini, but it's filled with truth serum, would it be called a truth martini?
Ooh. Ouch.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think you'd have to reference you like the Book of Truth.
Phil, the general manager role.
I mean, Jarrett makes a lot of sense, and they do. And starting with Angle, they did the whole Hall of Famer becomes the general manager. Jarrett would be a good one, but I don't see him on. It's weird because why does Raw always have to have the general manager that has like this weird built-in contention with the McMahons?
Right.
So I'd rather see Jarrett on Raw because it makes more sense to a degree, but I feel like he'd be pushed on the SmackDown just because there's already AJ there. They could basically do a TNA thing. SmackDown's usually the more cooperative one, and you can see that from the tag matches that you referenced where the commissioner and the GM, be it former or whatever, they're actually on the same team instead of fighting each other over and over and over
again. Now.
I mean, on paper, come on, follow.
You're right. We'll get ahead of ourselves. Those predictions have already been made, and you can hear them on ChairShot Radio and other shows on the ChairShot Radio Network at thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
You know who I would like to see be their commissioner? And he's a commissioner of another company right now. And he's also going to be at the Hall of Fame this weekend. No. And he's doing a great job for Ring of Honor is Bubba.
Yeah.
He'd be awesome for Raw or SmackDown.
You know, despite being inducted into the Hall of Fame, Bubba's been kind of critical of the WWE product lately. And I think he's really all in on the Ring of Honor thing. It wouldn't surprise me if he has some other kind of official capacity or is working with them in other ways. But even on Busted Open and everything, Bubba's been somewhat critical. I think he would be very entertaining. I think it'd be a lot of fun. You know, D-Von working backstage as an agent, you can have the first tag team commissioners. Has there ever been a tag team commissioner?
No, Testify. But branching off of that, I don't know if you guys heard the ENC podcast that they did with the Hardys. And right. Matt went back and forth through his Woken and his regular character, and they were at the very end. They made a veiled reference of maybe because of his condition and the Lake of Reincarnation, there is a way to time travel or fix Edge's situation, and maybe there'd be something in the works. Because then Jeff made reference to when he went under the ring with the CM Punk match and Taker just showed up, and he's just like, wouldn't it be cool if we could get somebody else to just randomly reappear? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, special handshake, but not saying anything. So what if Edge and Christian were actually the Raw general managers?
Would it get old fast with those? Depending on the shtick they did, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, their shtick is dated, but people still like it. Like, their podcast is pretty popular.
True. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
I think it would reek. I think that it would... Of awesomeness!
Oh, yeah!
PC, what do Edge and Christian think about sodas?
Oh, you know, it's funny when you do stuff like that to me and I don't have it.
How did you get rid of Soda's Rule? Come on.
I don't know.
That's my favorite one. Someone else, you know, there's someone else who really likes sodas too.
Sweet!
Soda's Rule.
Yeah, they do.
Is it sad that I finally actually paid attention to one of those Little Sweet commercials, and it says at the bottom that it's Justin Guarini from the fucking American Idol season one or whatever, Kelly Clarkson, the winner or whatever that was?
Yeah.
I'm like, really? You don't even look the same without that bad dude, bro.
It's the sweet one.
That's pretty good, Tony. That's a good job.
That wasn't bad, actually, yeah.
Little Sweet coming through on a tiny horse.
That's the difference between someone who likes WWE and someone who doesn't like WWE. I said it was good. Ball said it was not bad.
I mean, I have to keep on my professional analytical hat, you know? I can always find an issue with everything.
Yes, you can. That's okay. That's your job, so to speak. So here's the thing, and we love Christopher Platt, so we talk about him a lot. He always tells you the shortest distance between two points is the straight line in today's WWE. I could see them just moving Kurt Angle over to SmackDown and you know, firing him, then he shows up on SmackDown to be their general manager, and putting Jeff Jarrett over on Raw. It does seem to make sense. You could play the contention with the McMahons. You could even build to a match between Jeff Jarrett and Triple H if you really wanted to.
No.
Which, you know who'd win that one.
No one wins.
You know, yeah, Triple J would not be winning that match. That's for sure. So
Beetlejuice wins.
I miss when it was Triple J times. Was a thing.
That's one.
I meant the Howard Stern person, not Michael Keaton's character.
So what about off the board a little bit? What about Eric Bischoff? What about bringing Eric Bischoff back?
I thought about that.
He seems some indie fed.
Yeah, doesn't he have a lot going on? He's working in a movie company too as well.
It's one day a week.
I understand. What about Russo? That would really blow shit up.
That would be fucking crazy.
Yeah. They wouldn't touch him, though.
They wouldn't touch him.
With that Ryan Satin drama, they wouldn't touch him. Yeah. Come on.
Who?
That's why it's not going to be Hogan. Like, Hogan's not coming back anytime soon. Not with the Fox deal. Unless Fox wants Hogan, I don't think he'd be coming back until after that gets done.
I don't know about that, dude.
Hold on, dude. I don't know about that, dude.
Listen here, Greg DeMarco.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
I'm going to be back in the Superdome, dude. I mean, the Silverdome, brother.
Watch him show up on Sunday. Yeah. Watch him show up on Sunday just because we're all talking about it.
There we go.
WrestleMania 30, right here in the Silverdome. I'm sorry, it is the Superdome, brother.
There you go.
Okay, so we all seen the clip posted on thechairshot.com, The Rock in his movie interview, right? I believe it's Rampage. And the guy brings up the fact that while he's interviewing them, he's going to hop on a plane and go down to New Orleans because he's covering WrestleMania for whatever media company he works for. And The Rock real quickly sparks out, well, I will not be there, basically, is what he said. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's bullshit.
Is that what you want to think, or is that what you think?
I think it's a little of both, but here's the thing. Why would Rock even mention it if he wasn't even asked the question?
Well, he was. He didn't. The guy just brought it up.
Right, but why? But he didn't ask Rock if he was going to be there.
He didn't say he wasn't going.
He did ask The Rock if he was going to be there.
It's logical progression. He nips it in the bud. It makes some sense.
I don't know. I hope he's there. I hope you're right.
You want him to set something else on fire with a flamethrower?
No, I don't. I want him to share the ring with Elias.
Yeah, him, Elias, and Jarrett. Him, Elias, and Jarrett.
Oh,
who gets to break a guitar over whose head first? Come on.
It's WWE. I don't think they put Jarrett anywhere near that situation. Jarrett, in their mind, is not, I don't want to say worthy, but I don't think they would put Jarrett and Rock out there together, especially because Rock's going to bury Elias even if they're together, even though he shouldn't, because that's what The Rock does. And yet the WWE will claim it puts Elias over.
Rusev. A lot of this stuff aren't things that I'm predicting. It's just what I want.
Yeah. I predict it's going to open the show. So, it makes perfect sense if they do it. But I think Jarrett, I mean, it is because, you know, last year Kurt Angle was the inductee. Then he was made the general manager. Here we have openings for general managers and all of that comes up. And so it does make sense for Jeff Jarrett.
with Shane McMahon stepping down from the commissioner role and now, you know, having the match on Sunday, and even though some of us think he might turn heel, I'm surprised it hasn't been a bigger topic. Like, is Shane going away?
But no. Didn't we all expect that at some point he would go away again for a certain amount of time? Like, Stephanie is always there and doing stuff, and she's like runs the company mostly with a few other key parts. But Shane is not really involved in running the company anymore, correct? He's just there as an on-air talent, and you got to think at some point with his age and the amount of kids he has, you know, and he has other business interests as well, that he's going to step away again.
Most likely. I mean, he's risky. Not. Yeah, but, you know, it's not his. It's not going to be his business to take over. So I can see him doing, showing up for a while, leaving, coming back. You know, he could still be commissioner, but he just doesn't. He only shows up for the big events. You know, he doesn't have to be there if you get a general manager that's right. Entertaining enough to be there every week and to take, you know, control of the show. Same thing with Stephanie. She was, you know, not on television for a long time. They don't have to be if you got a guy that or a girl that can do the job and be entertaining enough. So, you know, I'm fine with him disappearing until SummerSlam.
And what if you Shane goes away because he's not the commissioner, and you move Kurt Angle over to SmackDown, and he just occasionally refers to the commissioner, got to talk to the commissioner, got to see what the commissioner's up to, but never actually names the commissioner. And just these subtle little references, and we don't even really know who the commissioner is. And then, you know, who knows? Maybe one day on SmackDown, Kurt Angle's not there. Next thing you know, here comes the old AOL sound. The old doo-doo-doo-doo.
How about Corey Graves? He's on both shows. Why not you put Corey Graves, you're the general manager of both shows, and you're on commentary. Go.
Because I don't want him any more capacity than he already
is. Is it because the hair? You don't like the coif, pompadour?
Huh? I mean, his hair.
You got a problem? You got a problem?
If you do the anonymous SmackDown Live commissioner, Corey Graves would be the perfect guy to read those emails.
Oh God.
Hey, whoa, are you missing something?
I am Sir Michael Cole.
Please.
I would. Corey Graves stands up. May I have your attention, please? I just received an email from the anonymous SmackDown Live commissioner.
Okay. Here's a question, though. Do you guys think that's going to turn into a shtick every year? Like, we have a shakeup every year now, so are we going to have to get a new GM every freaking year? Because this is, what, the third year in a row now?
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions. Because every year, it's just put in a new guy.
The first year, they kind of had no choice. The first year, they had no choice because they were just establishing the brands. So that was going to happen no matter what. Last year, I mean, SmackDown hasn't changed. SmackDown's had the same people since they started. So just Raw that had to change. And maybe they'll bring Foley back. Shit, I mean, he could always come back and do it again.
Foley's my favorite ever, and I don't think they should bring Foley back. Not yet.
I don't want to see it either.
Let's just bring Noel in. Noel, yes. Yeah. Those hips.
There's a conversation. Tank, right? Go ahead. You know, go ahead. Let's hear it. Come on. This is perfect. These are the kind of arguments I want to hear on podcasts.
So, yeah, Greg, come on. Scale of 1 to 10. Noel's hips.
Oh, today at 10. I was talking about the few. I'm talking years down the road.
No, I know. You got a point. You do have a point.
You got a way since you popped out a couple kids.
My peenie just went,
Hey, yeah. I still like the fact that she's built for comfort, not for speed. That's my type right there.
Did you see the picture that I sent you in the chair shot locker room of the Asuka cosplay?
She was really cute. Yeah, that was a nice one, actually.
You thought you'd find that one interesting.
That was not
bad.
Was
she always in cosplay?
No, it was a girl cosplaying as Asuka.
Yes. There's a lot of female fans that tend to cosplay as Asuka. Probably has something to do with the whole it's normally more of a nerdy anime kind of group thing, and Asuka does put a lot of anime memes on her Twitter, and she's Asian, so it just kind of falls in line.
Bunch of nerds.
Nerds.
What about bringing up? He's been commissioner before, but what about bringing up William Regal from NXT? Because he does an awesome job, and I remember him when he was, you know, GM or whatever they was before commissioner, I think, of Raw. Yeah. He was awesome.
Commissioner Regal.
I think he's too valuable for those kids down in NXT, though.
And he's so perfect. He, like, his whole persona is larger than life because it's a smaller scale. So he can get away with the Regal character and it doesn't feel watered down or awkward depending on the personality he's standing across from.
Before you jump in, Greg, just think of all the people that are down at NXT. I mean, you know who's down there.
Yeah, there's so many.
That was such a cop out. Think of all the people you know are there.
No, I'm trying to. Greg, okay, hold on. Andrew, stop. Greg, you knew exactly what I was doing, right?
I sort of know what you were doing, but not really. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's okay. I can edit this out.
You don't have to edit it out. No. Who are you thinking of?
Oh, no. I will.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Yes! Delete! Yes! Delete! Yes! Delete! Yes!
I'm like, based on your, oh, yeah, you want the Kool-Aid Man to be the fucking general manager of SmackDown Live.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should be kind of funny. He comes barreling through the stage like Shockmaster style. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing. Shockmaster. Pop. Oh,
please, God, no.
What's Fred Ottman doing? Can we bring him? Is he still alive? Can we bring him back?
He is still alive. We had that conversation on Pot is War.
That's awesome.
Who knew that you can hear on ChairShot Radio Network.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Bitch. And use it with attitude. Bitch.
With attitude. So,
wait, don't we have Amber's bumper, DPP?
Yes.
We need to use Amber's at some point here.
Oh, that's not going to be happening.
Hey, yeah, but you know what? I got this, that, though.
Dude. So does Rule.
Yeah, they do.
Now you have it?
Yeah.
You've been working out for the past 10 minutes. That's amazing. So with the... I mean, do you... Like, because the whole thing about the commissioner, like, it makes sense on Raw, but is having a general manager and a commissioner kind of stupid?
Yes.
Yes.
That was resounding.
It doesn't make any sense.
Said
it really
does. Agreement. Podcasting, so.
The answer is yes. Meeting adjourned. Yep,
and we're done now. We've just solved world peace and hunger. It's good. We agreed. Hey.
That's all for. Let's just play our. Let's just walk out now. It's fine. It's over. It's the end of the show. There we go. Red.
All right, everybody. Make sure you tune in next week. We'll have another really, really big show.
Really big show, everybody. Really big.
I think the point for this year made sense because they had storylines built for them because they had the Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn thing that they were building to. And they had Ronda Rousey coming in with Steph, that whole build. So it made sense to have commissioners and general managers all together there. But really moving forward, what's the point? You don't need to. You can have just your on-air personality. You don't need to have Shane and Steph behind them. I know the whole idea was Vince McMahon, he wanted competition. He wanted his daughter and son to beat the ever-living hell out of each other.
Rip each other to shreds.
Yeah, that ended in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, outside of Survivor Series, like, who really gives a shit? Even Survivor Series is kind of a dumb concept that I don't like. But yeah. I'm the one who said the Survivor Series should be a Raw brand-only pay-per-view, so, you know, that's my wonderful ideas. Now they're all not Raw brand-only pay-per-views.
I'm just waiting for the brand split to be over, because that's... It's,
well, you, I mean, it's honestly... Happening. If the Fox deal comes along, I think the brand split's done. Because Raw might be the only show that Fox carries on the major Fox network, and then you're going to have a series of other shows. It could be the death of SmackDown completely, to be honest with you, because they might want to just 86 SmackDown versus completely burying it as another main event or something like that. So,
well, I heard SmackDown would move to FS1.
But I mean, it's already criticized in a B-show sort of way. Like, how much even more horrible would it be to make it, you know?
Yeah, but that's also only, like, the last 7-8 months. Because beforehand, everybody was touting SmackDown as having the best best in-ring stuff, and all their people were actually even and balanced.
I also heard that Fox would want Raw to be 2 hours.
Oh, Fox is my hero.
Yeah, and also, that's why they would maintain SmackDown. So now you go from 5 hours to 4 hours, no brand split. They're going towards what I really, really want them to have is get rid of the brand split, unify these titles, put the IC on Raw, the US on SmackDown, brand them to each side. You can come up with something else like a six-man or whatever else you want to do, women's tag. I firmly believe they need a women's tag, especially if it's across both brands. You know, and then don't tell everybody really what brand they're on, or, you know, if you have that title, you stay there. But if you're a champion, otherwise you can travel.
See, I don't see them not having two world titles, because I think they're going to like, especially with, you know, if the belt goes back to Reigns, they like having two world champions for the touring, for the house show circuit. Yeah. You know, because that's
makes the US and IC title mean so much less, where if you could brand those to each show, and have those people actually the only ones that stay on that show.
For what?
But they would be bigger. They would be your show's champion.
For 15 of the last, like, 18 years, we've had two world titles in WWE, be it the WCW title and the WWF, or now the Universal. But here's an actual question for you guys. Is the Universal a world title, or is the WWE title the world title? Like, the Universal has no lineage. And yes, a universe is larger than the world. So what actually is the concept of that belt?
It's just another world title. I mean, really, there is no concept to that belt. They needed another title. For some reason, they didn't want to bring back the World Heavyweight Championship again, which I'm surprised they didn't just bring the big gold belt back. But so they came up with this Universal Championship. I don't know what they'll do next, like Galactic Championship or I don't even... Championship of the Multiverse. Like, I'm not sure what it is.
Champion.
Championship. The Multiverse Champion.
Oh, the Champion of Space and Time. Yes.
Well, we don't believe you. You need more people.
we don't believe you need more titles.
Yeah. There you go.
They seem to be going in the direction of more titles. Like, I don't see them unifying titles. They just seem to want to keep creating. Like, NXT is a one-hour show. Now has four titles.
We're going to start going to territories again. It's going to be territories. We've got the North American title, UK title, the U.S. championship. We got the Intercontinental championship, Universal championship. We're just going to be defending titles everywhere now.
We are.
We're going to have a West Coast title. We're going to have a... Southern Colorado title.
The Western States Heritage Championship will come back. That'll be good. When I grew up in Virginia, I would go attend the Virginia Wrestling Association. They had two belts. They had the Virginia Wrestling Association Heavyweight Championship and the Southern International Heavyweight Championship. What the fuck is the Southern International Heavyweight Championship? Like, it's literally on the belt. It had, like, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. But yet it was international. Like, what the fuck is that?
It travels.
Like, and if you're intercontinental when you eat French toast, what are you international when you eat? Like, Memphis barbecue? Like, I just don't understand what the fuck that meant. Like, I just had no... And I was in middle school and I understood this concept. But I have a feeling the guy, like, found a belt somewhere that said international on it and just, like, slapped Southern on top of it. And he was like, this is what we're going to do. So,
discount.
Yeah. Got a discount. It was at a pawn shop somewhere. So, but I really do feel like we're headed towards more titles and not less titles.
I hope not. It's already cluttered and the titles don't mean as much.
It's all true. You're right. I mean, it's titles. But, you know, you're Mr. New Japan guy. They got 14,000 titles.
But they actually know how to balance it fairly well. Have you ever looked, with the exception of the never open six-man, which that's just garbage. Nobody respects that belt and that freaking flip-flops like every other day. And I'm not even joking about that almost.
Yeah,
but
in fact, I don't know if you guys know this, but you three are going to be winning it in April or of next year.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. I'll take that one. I can start walk around out. With it. It's great. I like this booking. Hello, everybody.
We know people now. We're at thechairshot.com.
True. But no, like, at least New Japan using that. You watch those matches. They have a decent build. All of the competitors seem like they matter. You can't say the same thing about the way WWE treats their 9,000 belts.
No, you're right. That's one of my biggest complaints, too. Like, they're, if they bring in a cruiserweight tag team championship, that's such a missed opportunity. Like, that is the perfect brand to do a six-man or a trios championship within the WWE.
People have to care about that brand first, though.
They do care about that brand.
Did you watch Raw 2 weeks ago when they had a tag team cruiserweight match for the first time in like 2 or 3 weeks, and the crowd, I think, was actually dead. Like, I think they had to resuscitate them afterwards.
Physically dead.
Physically dead. Literally, actually, they all died.
Greg, you were on our Chair Shot Radio podcast just the other day when I didn't even call it the main roster.
I know.
There's NXT 205 Live, and then the main roster.
And then the main roster.
He was talking about Johnny Gargano, and he was
purgatory.
Like, you put him on 205 Live, and then you can pull him up to the main roster. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's a watch.
I mean, that kind of explains everything right there in a nutshell. Like, 205 Live, action-wise, has been good for like the last, 2 months since they've tried to actually focus on wrestling. But it still doesn't appeal to enough people to be considered a good brand.
See, this is the perfect Friday night's main event, because we're supposed to bounce around topics for no reason whatsoever. That's exactly what we're doing, so I love it. My only fear, because I love what they've done on 205 Live, but like, what are they going to do when they don't have a tournament to lean on? The only time the cruiserweight division has ever really been interesting to a lot of people is when. And are they going to do another tournament after WrestleMania? Like, you know, 16-man tournament to be the number one contender. And, like, I just feel like it's Bellator all over again. Even Bellator had to stop doing that. So what are they going to do? Like, can they book this show effectively without a tournament?
And no. They still couldn't even get the title on the main roster, on the main show for the title match. So
look at what happened with the influx of all these tournaments, and no one really even cared about the Dusty Classic this year, to be honest.
The company didn't care about the Dusty Classic. We talked about this.
You went from the cruiser to the women to everything else.
They have like 14 tournaments going on during Access right now. Like if there's one thing we can say about Triple H, he loves a fucking tournament, because this is probably all shit he's in charge of, and everywhere he's like, well, let's just do a tournament. Don't know what else to do. We'll just do a tournament.
Jericho's about to do one on a boat.
Yeah, it's like holy, like, I love a tournament. You know, I'm the biggest King of the Ring fan ever. Why can't we get the fucking King of the Ring back? We got every other tournament possible.
Amen.
You know,
yes, definitely.
So maybe 2019 is our year. Maybe we'll see a King of the Ring at some point in 2019.
There you go. It's for you. It's King of the Ring music. Here you go. The King of the Ring music.
You know, actually,
your king blows.
Just to bring up a small thing about the Dusty Classic, I think the Mustache Mountain injury took some of the wind out of it, because there was nobody really to get behind. Everybody thought TM61, the Mighty Don't Kneel, whatever you really want to refer to them as, had a shot at winning it, because everybody thought AOP was coming up to the main roster and TM61 was coming off an injury, so why not have them win? And then they got eliminated right away. And then Mustache Mountain.
They got eliminated in a match that never fucking happened. Like, wait, where's the footage of the Authors of Pain beating TM61?
It was on an NXT. I watched it.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was like the opening match. I watched it. I think I even have it as an honorable mention on one of the weeks.
Which is really funny, because I have been asking for this match forever, and no one's been able to point it out to me until right now. That's why you're the professional.
See, this is exactly why.
It's like a New Japan match.
Greg, you got about five minutes left, Greg?
Yeah.
All right, let's play a commercial quick, and then we can get everybody's last thoughts and round this one up.
Closing ceremonies.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
We can interrupt him on commercials.
Anyway, and I'll let you go third, Andrew, so you have time to prepare. Okay? Because we're going to break the rule. It is WrestleMania. Because it's WrestleMania, what's the one thing you're most excited for Sunday's WrestleMania event? Andrew, you have to answer this with something you're excited for, and it can't be when it's over. Okay, you have to be excited for something that happens during the show. So, PC, kick us off.
You're excited. Feel these nipples.
Woo! glass. I'm excited for the whole thing, to be honest with you. Sunday is going to be great. I'm looking forward to tuning into the Hall of Fame ceremony tonight. NXT is always spectacular. Those guys work their butts off. I'm really looking forward to how they do it this year, how they present it. I'm looking forward to the order of the matches. I'm looking forward to what titles move. I'm just looking forward to WrestleMania because every year it's something that keeps my interest. 7 hours this year is going to be rough, but I'm going to do it. And I guess I'm just looking forward to the pageantry.
You know, it's funny. The way you started that, I was going to say it was a goddamn cop-out and make you go again at the end. But then you saved it as you kind of went through and talked about the analytical side of the order of the matches and everything. So you saved yourself. So good on you. Good on you. DP?
I can't use the same answer. There's a lot of things I'm looking for. I mean, this for the one of the rare times I'm actually looking forward to WrestleMania, or I'm looking forward to the WWE Sunday show as opposed to the NXT show, because usually it's the NXT show that steals the weekend. But I think WrestleMania is going to steal the weekend this year, and it's not going to be NXT. There's so many good matches going on for WrestleMania this year. I'm really looking forward to Styles and Nakamura because I think they're going to just kill it, and they're going to tear the house down. I've loved The Miz, Finn Balor, and Seth Rollins in a triple threat. I really, really want to see that. I'm looking forward to the Usos finally getting a main show, you know, being on the main show and getting a chance to show what they can do against the New Day, and the Bludgeon Brothers are in there too. And then I'm also looking forward to Daniel Bryan finally getting back into the ring after a couple years. That is going to be just an amazing thing to see the crowd pop like crazy for him to be back.
All right, all right. Actually, no, PC already went. He had the cop-out answer, but saved it. Balls! Hey. It was a good answer.
Yeah, whatever. Keep going.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to what kind of dip we're going to have at the party for the wings and the chips. That's really good. Maybe buffalo what chicken dip for the pizza. Buffalo chicken dip is really good.
Do you have a don't waste my motherfucking time soundbite?
I don't know if I don't.
What the hell did you just say?
No, okay, so serious answer, I said.
Oh, wait, I got another one here. There you go.
You suck, you jackass.
But, okay, serious answer. I'm really looking forward to the Aleister Black Andrade Cien Almas match because not only is it going to be fun to see whatever Zelina Vega walks in on, it's going to be nice to see where they go. Is Andrade going to get pulled up with Zelina after Mania? So is he going to drop the belt to Aleister? Or could Aleister maybe see his way up and Andrade stays in NXT and kind of refines his character a little more? Because he's gotten better. Leaps and bounds, he's evolving every show, every pay-per-view, every promo. He's getting better and better. But I'm still a little scared that he's not main roster good yet. So it'd be nice to kind of keep the belt on him and have him win in some kind of cheap way and then just have him and Aleister collide again next takeover. But
yeah, I don't think either of them get pulled up right now, to be honest with you.
No, just saying, because the top is very cluttered in NXT, and Aleister's faced most of the top guys. Andrade's faced most of the top guys. So it's interesting to see how they're going to kind of, you know, loosen that out and who they bring up and who they keep.
So if he's not
still managed not to talk about WrestleMania. Do you guys realize that?
Still managed. At least it's a WWE product.
Yeah, you still cheated. I got like a minute left, so I'm going to give my answer before we finish up here. It is WrestleMania. The thing I'm most excited about, to be honest with you, is the match between Charlotte and Asuka, because that to me has the most potential to really surprise some people, even if Asuka wins. And we all know I picked Charlotte, and I'm like the only person, the entire Chair Shot family, that picked Charlotte to win this match. But it just like that has a big, like it may not feel like the big match everyone's talking about right now. But when those two come out and they're in the ring for WrestleMania and the introductions are happening, that might be the high point for the crowd. Like, that crowd might be more into that match to start than Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles. Like, I just think the mystique and the aura around Asuka and the way they've booked Charlotte, I think this crowd is going to be insanely nuts for this match and is going to be, like, one of the most memorable portions of WrestleMania, regardless of the outcome. So I'm really excited for Andrew's favorite member of the WWE roster and Charlotte to battle it out in the ring. So very good stuff. Real quick, PC Tunney, Twitter handle.
At PC Tunney. And follow DP. At Chairshot Radio.
DP.
At It's Me, DPP.
Everywhere. Andrew.
At IWC War Chief.
There you go. Follow the website at thechairshot.com. Follow me at Chairshot Greg. Enjoy WrestleMania. Enjoy the Buffalo Dip. Have a good time because it's our Super Bowl. We've earned it. We've deserved it. It's 7 hours long. I say, give me 8. I'll be just fine. Have a lot of fun. That's going to do it for this week's edition of, or this month's edition, this pay-per-views edition of Friday Night's Main Event. Enjoy yourselves. We will see you before Backlash?
Backlash. I got something sure. for you, too. Here we go.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head with attitude.
Yeah, and I'm set up and tore down this stage with my own two hands. We've traveled this land, packed tight in minivans. And all this for the fans, girls, money, and fame. I played their game and had to scream my name. I will show no shame. I live and die for this. And if I come off soft, fix you on this.
This is for Rick and Greg.
Devil without a cause. And I'm back with the fever, hats, and bags.